When you first found your parents' letters in the attic, what kind of emotions did you feel? And have your parents ever told you about this before?
No one ever told us about it. And the odd thing was that my parents moved between upstate New York and Vero Beach, Florida. Upstate New York, the attic is full of war memorabilia. I mean, my father's Coast Guard uniforms and things are all there. But the attic in Vero Beach had nothing in it except that little bacon box. And so I focused on that after my mother died, and I opened it up, and I'm like, wow, I didn't know about all these letters. And I was really busy, so I just glanced through them, and I realized there was a lot of talk about music and love and war. And
in your book, you mentioned how your parents' letters were censored, and then your father, Arthur, had to create secret codes. What would you have felt if you found out that your letters were censored? How would you have felt?
No, I wouldn't like it. You know, it's kind of a fundamental principle in our country that letters are private. Of course, the post office considers first-class letters absolutely private. They won't open them either. And when people are separated in war, they're writing all kinds of love letters. And my father was kind of provocative, much more so than I thought. And so and my mother had to deal with the idea that those provocative, romantic, and sometimes sexual statements were being scrutinized by somebody. They didn't care about that, but they're still reading every word of it.
Could you explain more about music therapy in general? Because, yeah, I feel like it was an underrated aspect during that time and during the war, because it did console a lot of soldiers and, like...
The commander of the ship, Commander George Stedman Jr., was a cruise ship captain. Mm-hmm. And he was apparently a remarkable cruise ship captain because he was becoming a captain at age 23 of big ships. So Stedman played music for them. And I do believe he was in the early stages of understanding music therapy and how it would do two things. It eased the anxiety of the young troops, and it helped the seasoned or damaged troops deal with the horrors that they were bringing home. And he did mention that we tried to do our best to entertain you and make you happy on this trip, and we want to bring you home. So he was really cognizant of the mental state of the people on his ship, and he knew the role of music. It was very exciting because when my father got on the ship, he realized they had a piano.
On the ship?
They had an organ, a Hammond organ, which is a small organ. They had musical instruments, mm-hmm. and they played on deck twice a day, a full military band in the afternoon and the dance band at night, unless the weather was a problem, of course. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I think it was around Australia, they got hit with a big wave and the whole band went tumbling, but nobody was hurt, no instruments were damaged. And when the weather was bad, they just waited it out, but in good weather, they played on deck, and everybody assembled. And from the newsletters that I read, Commander Stedman was always there for mm-hmm. the concerts. So I think he understood the possibilities of what music could do for people.